And so I was raised in that kind of setting. I was raised in a setting, in a home setting, was not the best, but I had, thank God for this great thing that was imparted. I've been married to my wife for 54 years. And, amen. She can tell you, she never had to beg me to get out of the house and go get a job. Have you, dear? She have begged me to stop. Almost, Jimmy, you need to slow down. You need to quit. She have done that. And I didn't listen too well back then because when I'm focused, I'm focused. But I'm on. What do you call that energized battery? That battery name, what? Energizer? What? Bunny? Here's where I'm going. Here's where I'm going. I know every one of us in here have had a day of disappointment, gone through some kind of disappointment, some kind of pain, some kind of suffering, some kind of discouragement. Something have been said to you. Something have been done to you that wasn't pleasant. Am I in the house? Have you gone into, you've been in a situation, it wasn't very pleasant. And in most cases in those situations, you were going through it. You looked at the other person's problem, being your problem. And possibly they could have been the problem, part of it, not all of it for sure. And here's what the Lord said, and here's where I'm going today. And when I say what I got to say, and I'm going to tell you, stand you up, or whatever he tell me to do, lay hands on you, punch you upside the head. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Whatever he says from there, I'll do it. Amen. But I know he's not going to do that. Oh, we have too much fighting up in here. We're supposed to be praising God. Amen. 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 Praise God. But here's what I'm going. Here's what he said. And here's why I want you. Become aware, if that's the right word. No. Learn and understand spiritual things better than you know about natural things. That you're able to see it. Learn. So I'm going to tell you how to do it, but it's going to be up to you to do it. Hello? Spiritual things are real. You're born again. Everybody raised a hand that was in the building. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And he has all the revelation of God for every child of God to give you everything God has. Now, there are some secret things he has that he won't tell you, but we're talking about everything he has for you. So, he wants to show you how to get it. So you have to get past issues. You have to get past religion. You have to get past stuff that you heard folks say and go to the Bible and find what he says. Amen. Like I said, moving along. I was raised in a church and they taught me. I got born again in my early 20s, somewhere thereabout. When I first got back from Vietnam because I had been in church all my life. I didn't know because they But I got born again, but I didn't know about the Holy Spirit, the one that would come to fill a believer with power. And that's what we're talking about. I wasn't told about that. I didn't know a thing in the world about him. As far as praying in the spirit of praying with tongues, all I heard was something negative. Never got taught a word of it in my childhood days, teenage days. I never got taught a word. I knew nothing about it. It was in my 20s. I was in my yard, minding my own business. My wife come rushing to the door. Called me, Jimmy, come here, you got to hear this guy. I ran in the house and I listened to him. And he had a 15 minutes or 30 minutes. I believe 15 minute broadcast on WCPC. And by the time he finished up, I said, who is that guy? I never heard nothing like that before. I mean, he was blasting away. He said, my name is Kenneth Copeland. And from Kenneth Copeland, I heard about Kenneth E. Hagin. Gotta cut it short. And from Kenneth Copeland to Kenneth E. Hagin, he telling about Kenneth E. Hagin camp meeting. I saw Kenneth E. Hagin one time on PTL. We had the little Rabbit Ears TV antenna. It was more snow than the man. Aren't you glad what technology have done? That was the first time I ever saw or heard of anything about Kenneth E. Hagin. So he said Kenneth Copeland was in Jackson, so we went to Jackson, and he said he was going to be in Kenneth Hagin camp meeting. And that year, my wife and I decided to go. And in between those times, getting out to Kenneth Hagin, we were going to the National Baptist Convention. That's what they call it. And we got a book in our hand called Prison of Praise. I believe I'm saying it right. Prison to Praise. And of course, everything in that book wasn't right, but that part we got. Thank God for the part we did get. And that's where we got introduced to tongues, and Pat Robertson prayed, and we got bold enough to pray with Pat Robertson. What is his show name? 700 Club. We got bold enough to pray with him. Amen. And I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And so I'm telling you all this, and had no teaching, but when I went to Rhema, I got much teaching. And I'm so grateful for what I've learned. And all those years, I graduated in 1981. That's when I graduated from Rhema, 1981. All those years, those tremendous times we had. And when I left Rhema, I thought I was ready to turn the world upside down. And I don't think I have enough knowledge in my heart and head to blow my head off. But they begin now to season. And so I want to talk about spiritual things. I'm going to tell you how to do it. You can do it, or you play with it, or you can just sit there and be what you are. Or you can take it, it'll change your life. I'm so glad that age doesn't apply. I'll say it again. Because some people say, well, I'm too old. No, you just won't do it. you just won't do it. Because I don't care how old, how young, you can get it if you want it.